Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Going small will be put to the big test tomorrow against NC State. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. You know that P.J. Hairston is now Carolina's starting power forward, as well as one of the Tar Heels' streakiest three-point shooters. For whatever reason, Coach Roy Williams has decided to make the quantum leap with P.J.'s playing time, as Hairston has now averaged more than 30 minutes for the last three games, two wins, and the near-miss at Duke. Only 6'5", but a solid 6'5", Hairston has stats that would make most power forwards proud. He's averaging almost 7 rebounds through the last three games and hitting the offensive boards ferociously, with 13 of his 20 bounds keeping possession with the Tar Heels. PJ is shooting 45% from the floor, sandwiching two poor shooting games from the three-point arc around one great one to be hitting 30% from downtown. But it's the intangibles not found in the box score that seems to have given the Tar Heels an emotional spark and new life, not to mention make them more likable playing four guards around James Michael McAdoo, who is really a guard at heart himself. Many of Carolina's offensive sets now start with all five players spread beyond the three-point line, creating better spacing for drives to the hole or dishes that lead to good looks from 15 feet and beyond. The new alignment will be put to the test tomorrow when the Wolfpack comes strutting into town. State has two of the best bigs in college basketball, rugged center Richard Howell and smooth CJ, or Calvin Leslie, at power forward. Both will create matchup problems for McAdoo and certainly for PJ. So what will Williams do to try and slow the pack down, which is a funny notion coming from old Roy's love of the running game? The Tar Heels do want to get out in transition and keep the good energy going from going small, but a 90-point track meet is not what they want. Perhaps the other Carolina big men will get a few more minutes than in the last three games, and maybe Williams will have a trick or two up his sleeve. He looks like he's actually having fun innovating a bit. The key is to get State's goat, take the pack out of its comfort zone, and force them into the type of game and position on the scoreboard where they don't want to be. That's when the Heels can feed off the home crowd, make State the mediocre road team it's been, and defeat a taller, more talented opponent. This is Archansky. See ya.